So this is that special time where you get to stop, where you get to just say, it's my time to release and let go, comfort and calm and relax. So let's settle your body in the best possible way and just allow that solid support beneath you to, in a way, kind of hold you. And we're going for that deep comforting. And when we get there, we're going to explore and discover more about harvesting the good, the positive, and the true through our metaphysical manifestation imagery circle. So today, let's start with taking one big, nice, cleansing breath in. And when you do, let your eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that breath, hold it a moment, and then slowly exhale. And eyes return level, and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And then once again, let's take that second big deep cleansing breath in. Eyes roll up underneath those lids. Hold that breath a moment or two. And then slowly exhale. And eyes return level. And your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. Now for a third time, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. And eyes return level. And your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And just allow that gentle air moving in and out of your body now. And as we appreciate that flow, breathing in and breathing out. And just allowing it to take you more and more comfortably within. At some point, you might begin to get an image coming forward in your deeper inner mind. We're going to ask for an image of calm to come. An image of calm. And just to let that calm, that C-A-L-M, calm image, kind of just pop up in your mind. It's your special image that stands for calm. And as you begin to notice about it, maybe it has a shape or some colors, could be a scene or one particular something. Whatever it is, notice about it and notice its essential somethings. The essential somethings that really strike you about this image of calm. And then begin to notice, as you become aware of it in your mind's eye, how does it feel? How does it feel to be with this image of calm? And when you know that, just internally, communicate that to the image. Just silently within, tell the image of calm how you feel by being with it. And then allow that image to respond back to you in a way you can understand. So we are beginning to communicate and connect to this image of calm. And as though that you and this image of calm could now sink all the way down into the center of yourself, where you and this image of calm connect even more deeply, completely, thoroughly, as to understand each other in new ways, and communicating even more in such a way that calm, the image, begins to grow and expand. It begins to get larger and more enveloping around you, growing upwards and downwards through your whole being. And as it expands and grows, and as you still connect and communicate, it's like you go with it as well. And so you and the image of calm are filling the space within you in this beautiful, calming way. Upwards through the solar plexus, in through the chest, all around through the shoulders, down the arms, hands, and fingers, calm flows everywhere. Upwards through your neck, in through your head, all the way up to the top of your head and back down again, facial muscles releasing, eyelids becoming heavier, neck muscles even more comfortable as calm, the image, fills your whole being. All through the back area, all the way up from the upper to the middle and the lower back, calm everywhere. And then from solar plexus down, through the stomach area, the abs, around through the hips, calm the image, and you are absolutely, without question, connected. Without doubt, you are connected, and you are feeling the benefits of calm as it fills all around hips, down through thighs, in through the knees. Calm, the image, growing and expanding, and you're connecting all along the way, from calves to ankles, heels, out through feet, and out through toes. Whole being filled with calm, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. Calm everywhere, all around, and all through. And now calm, this image, still filling your whole being now, gently graces and continues to expand even more as it graces you with its presence into your mind space. That's the space from your skin outwards, at least 6 inches or more. Calm, the image, now expands into that mind space all around your body. And it becomes kind of like a buffer of positive energy. All around you, calm fills you, calm is all around you. An extended outer experience from the inside to the outside, and from the outside to the inside. Calm. Everywhere. From within to without. From without to within. All around and all through. Enjoy the benefits of calm. And let yourself know that you can anchor this feeling in with a simple gesture. A gesture of, say, index finger, the finger next to the thumb on the right hand. If those two fingers come together, we're anchoring it in to the physical body. Or you can anchor the image in your mind as well. You can do both if you'd like. So that even in your conscious outer awake life, calm can be there with the thought, with the image, with the anchor. And it can bring this feeling of deep inner calm all around and all through, easily and effortlessly. And now just to imagine that filled with calm, surrounded by calm, you begin to imagine yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase, graced with this image all around and all through. And it has a lot to do with the image of you also in your radiantly healthy self. Calm all around and all through helps to bring that radiantly healthy image of you to the top of your symbolic staircase. Because through this calm, you can get a glimpse, a good sense, a feeling, a strengthening, a healthy, robust feeling about all the way around, within and without. Filled with calm means filled with health and well-beingness as well. So that at the top of your symbolic staircase, it is the image of you, healthy, strong, vibrant you, that we're willing and wanting to connect to, as well as the calm that lives within you. And every step down reinforces these ideas. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, two, one, and zero. drifting deeper now. Negatives of long ago dissipated, disintegrated. And you're in the fullness of your radiantly healthy you image, with a calm within, all around, surrounding you and filling you. And because the door of your imagination is open a little wider now, and you continue to drift more comfortably, deeply, deeply, and the energy of the air moves through your mind, just clearing away any remaining unwelcome thoughts, and then comforting your body even more. You might get the feeling it's the right time to go forward. To go forward into a beautiful meadow. It's easy to let images freely arise. Any or all of your senses heighten. For these images are readily available to you, and your sensory recruitment is right there, right here, to imagine and get the sense of being in this beautiful meadow. Somewhere, perhaps, in a little higher elevation. And everything is there. The grasses, the wildflowers, the trees circling this meadow. It's just the way you might imagine it to be. The warmth of the sun, the just right temperature. And as you stand there, feeling the surrounding environment, that it's readily available to you, it's just like this wide open space is meant for you to visualize and imagine your imagery circle. It's a metaphysical circle that begins to appear. It's wide and deep, and it overlays on the meadow. Perhaps a boundary of light. It's large and kind of fills the space of this meadow. Just let it come. Bring it to life. And as it comes about, it's clear that this is your metaphysical imagery manifestation circle. And so what we're going to do is imagine you at the center of the circle. Put you at the center, but you're outside of it right now, watching, looking, because we're creating it. We're going to join into it in a few moments. But right now, you're on the outside of the circle, and place your radiantly healthy image, you, at the center. And let that focus on the center image, you, being in the fullness of your radiantly healthy you. And you're magnetizing and manifesting you, the center of this circle, harvesting all the good, the positive, and the true that's in your life right now. And maybe there are things that have always been in your life. And maybe there are future things that you imagine as well. Now, these can be people or things or shapes or colors. The good, the positive, and the true. Pets or friends. groups, books, the things that are important to you start flowing into this circle surrounding you, because these are your good, your positive, and your true, and you're harvesting them. And they're showing up all around your center image. Just without editing, step on the gas. Let all of these images come into the circle. It's your circle of the good, the positive, and the true that you're attracting and allowing, harvesting it all. Now, you might even get a sense, because you can take a little location shift, as though you on the outside of the circle could lift up and view the circle from above, see your center image below you in the middle. You might travel over to the side and look down. It's kind of like this metaphysical imagery circle hovers in space right above this meadow. And you can move all around and get all kinds of different viewpoints, even underneath it, above it. For you right now have the freedom to move all around it. And just noticing as perhaps even more positive ideas and images, all kinds of things come to be in your circle as your center image is harvesting it all. The colors, the details. And notice the sort of magnetic vibration from your healthy, radiantly healthy image of you in the center, kind of drawing all this goodness to you. So you're designing your metaphysical manifestation imagery circle as it's harvesting the good, the positive, and the true, and you're just letting it all come to life. Let it be important and meaningful to you. Let its purpose speak to you in a way you can understand. Now, let's sense it in an even greater way. Imagine now being able to move into your circle. Go right to the center image because that's where you belong. Move right into that radiantly healthy you image in the center and begin to feel and get the perspective of all the good, the positive, and the true that you've placed in your circle. Notice the perspective difference that might be occurring. Get the sense of how you're magnetizing and allowing the harvesting of all this good, this positive, and this true that's flowing all around you in your metaphysical manifestation imagery circle. And being now at the center in it, noticing perhaps something more you'd like to bring in, to add, or anything that needs to be subtracted. Notice all around you as you are at center of it now. Notice the feelings that you are aware of as you take note of all the good, the positive and the true, all around you that you have harvested. What else might you like to add? Just continue to let more, as much as you can possibly allow, of the good and the positive and the true flow all around and all through. And you might even like to, for a moment again, step outside the circle, move from the center, step outside, take another look all around from the outside. See if you notice anything more that needs to be in it. And then when you're ready, move back within. And just notice as you take your center place. This is your creation. Harvesting the good, the positive, and the true. Past, present, future. Colors, shapes, things, people. Tangibles, intangibles. Harvest all of it to be yours. Let the feeling of the fullness and the richness of your harvest come all the way in. Let yourself receive it and allow it. Let it be all that it can be for you. And then when you're ready and you feel complete enough at this time, remember the feeling of what it's like to be in the center. But for now, move back out again. And just take your whole circle as though it could just flow right up into you so that you can carry your imagery circle within your heart. Let it be placed there. And then there you are in the meadow, once again, with your imagery circle now placed within your heart and your mind. Anytime you'd like, you can visit it again. You can experience it again. And you can come to know what it's like to feel all that goodness, all that positive, all that true, anytime you like, but it's with you. And even now, as you find yourself knowing it's within your heart, within your mind, and you're walking across the meadow, feeling the goodness of the meadow all around you. And there's one particular tree just across a little bit from where you are. that seems like a good place to go rest for a while. It's a wisdom tree, isn't it? When you get there under the big shade of it, you kind of stretch out underneath it with your back against the wisdom tree. And you're listening with your heart. And you're hearing in your mind what the wisdom tree wants you to know for your experience in the meadow today. Something the wisdom tree feels is important for you to know about your metaphysical manifestation imagery circle or about your visit to the meadow. And as you ask for the wisdom, you listen with your heart, and you'll hear in your mind what is important for you to know for today. For the wisdom tree is looking out for you in the special way that it knows how to do. And so allowing for all of this to be all that it's meant to be for your good effect for today, somewhere in you is probably kind of really appreciative for the fact that you are willing to take this journey today. And certainly all the images that have come for you today are so glad as well that you came this way. And may the goodness of your harvesting, of the good, the positive, and the true, stay with you and be added to bountifully in the days and weeks ahead. And so with this positive focusing, as you know, there can only be positive results. And that is how your mind, your body responds now, positively. So as the images do fade, you know that the strength of them stays with you as we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true of this experience now at zero. And as we begin to come up and out, we bring back as much of that as we want to into our conscious outer awake life, at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.